Okay. Do you see me and do you hear me? Yes?
We don't see you. We do hear you.
You don't see me. I'm on top of this. No camera.
Sorry. There you go.
You see me now? Yes. Okay. I apologize for all these technical difficulties. Somehow the internet connection is down, but my techies are brilliant. They got me through my phone. I don't understand what they did. But, Mayor, you see me and hear me?
Yes.
Yes, good. Okay, let's get started. We have a very big challenge today. It's trying to learn the Shittas of Ramban. It took us 2 days for the Rambam. It's going to take us 2 days for the Ramban also. And no one should get impatient. We want to Hilchos Avelus, Halacha Lamaisa. You got to be patient. You got to first get the background. You got to understand the conceptual background of everything. And then we'll get to the Lamaisa later on. It's important that we understand the background, even though it may sound impractical to you. So please be patient and bear with me. But it's critical that everyone should have a text of the Ramban. I have my Ramban, this edition, the Moser of Rav Kook, Kisvei Ramban, Chelek Beis. I took a few from YU yesterday. I hope everyone has one. If you have the actual edition, Rabbi Shavel's edition would be the best thing, because the page numbers will work. If you have an Bar Ilan or a computer, so I put on the Mar Makomas the headings where these things are coming from, but of course within those headings is quite a bit of verbiage. So maybe you'll have to find it, but maybe you search for a word, you should be able to find it. Because it's important, if you don't have the words in front of you, it doesn't really work. Okay, so let's begin by quoting the Ramban in Torah Sa'odam, where he discusses the question of these halachos, are they deraisa or are they derabbanan? So I'm going to read you from the Ramban page Reish Zayin in Torah Sa'odam as we have it, on the Mar Makoma sheet. It's called Inyan HaAvelus. Okay? Vahani Shiva Yomad HaAvelus Ami Ravos Ad Yom Rishon Daraisa Hushayomad Derabbanan. And the Rif said so. That's the Rif in Brochas that we saw. Yom Yisuk Vur Daraisa V'chalti Chadas Hayom Chrisa B'yom K'yom Mar. And that's what the Halachas Gedolos say. They write it from Aninus. They quote him on Zvachim as the Rambam did. Right? The Okaz Adinu Daraisa Derabbanan, etc., etc., etc. Adkan. The Chachmei Tzarfatim say it's all wrong. It's all the Rabbanan. How do you know? Halacha Dira Mekel B'yovel V'b'shal Torah Halacha Achar HaMachmir. Okay, the Kolshkein biyochid who makele Rabbi Machmirim, Shoyalam Lasos Kedivya Rabbi, and we don't. We follow the Oval even a yochid against the Rabbi. And then what's the other question? By Sfekos, Rashbag Omer, this is a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam and Heyam and Beis, Kol Shashosh, Shloshim Yom Bodom Eino Nefel, Holav Shosh Sfeka Havi, with respect to Avelus, it says there was a situation within 30 days. And he says, no. If he's suffic, etc., there's no avelus. No avelus. Even though most women are ma'abros and on miut ma'pilos. So what's going on? We should follow a kula by a daraisa, follow a miut daraisa. How can it be? These are the proofs that they bring that it's all a din derabonan. And a yom shloshim, if a person, if the navel died on the 30th day, it's a question. 30th, like before, like after, we pass on the kulot. There's no avelus. You see, klok, mekel b'ovel. It must be a din derabbanan. It must be a din derabbanan. More than that, all the laws are derived from psukim yecheskel. It's all derabbanan. It's all derabbanan. It's all derabbanan. That's all. It's all medivrei sofer. Fine. And they quote a mefurish gemara in Masechet Moed Katan. Yemei evlo medirabbananu v'shari. Etc., etc., etc. Derabbanan, klar. Now, of course, you can say it's all about Shiva, not about the first day. It doesn't make a distinction. Fine. Pashup Shaz, all derabbanan. That's the question of the Tzarfata. Now, the Rabban asks his own question. Page Reish Ches. And he tomeh echlom du agonim avelus midin aninus. Halo zmanos, sounds like Tosus. Zmanos shozeh, lo zmanos shozeh. Meso mutl lefonav onen dvar Torah. V'zeu ikir aninus, uva'osos man enem esabalom medivre torah medivre sofrim. Nikbar mis abel olaf. Hechtolo agaonim asman bezeh shekosav achrisa ki omar en kan avelos klal elam bidavreyem vech nilmod zeh mizeh. Shema menosh en merirus shel achrisa bi omar ela belev. Belev. And also another kasha. If avelos is doraisa, how they say... How do they say, with respect to an ovel, if he goes into the street, puts his shoes on, right? Adaraisa, the kulik agavna. So he quotes many questions against the Gaon. Okay, but now the question then becomes, what do you do with the people, the original raya that they brought, that suffix, the Ramban brings a proof to the Gaon. He goes back and forth. You'll see it's very important. He goes back and forth. He wants to bring a raya to the Gaonim. From where? From a Gemara in Bechoros. The question is it your brother or is it not your brother? Do you do it? You know, it's a paternity question. They didn't have Afchon of 3 months. So do you or don't you? A Mefurosh Gemara in Bechoros that says that there is Avelus. The fact that there is Avelus does not indicate that in point of fact Avelus is Doraisa. A Mefurosh Gemara in Masechet Bechoros. How do you get around that proof? Other way around. I'm reading you the words of the Ramban on page Resh Yud Aleph. Hakol Modim Avelus Yom Shloshim. No. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm sorry. That's not what I'm looking for. Give me a second. One more second. Here we are. I haven't found it yet. But the Bekitza, the Ramban, brings a raya from the fact that if you're not sure if it's your brother or not your brother, that you do keep avelus, indicates that it is in fact a din daraisa. Avelus is daraisa. It's fake daraisa. Le Chumra, Sveka the Raisa the Chumra. This is the opinion of the Bukharas, of the Gemara Bukharas. Now, this Gemara is known by Tosfos as well. Tosfos holds Avelus as the Rabbanan. What are they going to do with the Mefurish Gemara Bukharas that says you have to be a Macho in this case? So let's take a look at Tosfos for a minute. Memtes Amid Beis in Mesechta Bukharas. They're bothered by this question. Why should this din exist? Okay. The very top of the Tosfos on the base. Okay. Hasfekos onanim is abelim aleyan mesechas smogos perik dal lecha base. V'yesh lomar tohosam besofik ben teisha l'rishon oven shivah l'achron t'ginai adovash lo yisabel lo zeh feyuvarei b'no shalechad mehem. So Tosfos is explaining that really they should both have been potter. That would be a gnai, no avelus. No one says shiva for the guy. So therefore they decided to introduce this chumrah. But it's really a derabon. And the Ramban takes this gemara as proof from the other rabbasi, perkdal alocha yutches. That's the proof the Ramban is trying to bring, that it in fact would be a daraisa. I read his words. Page Reish Yud. Achshav and Ichozel the Sayel Divrei Agonim. It says in Avol Rabasi, Sofik Shiwachav Sofik Shein Awachiv, etc. Mis Abel V'Onim V'Lo Metame. Okay? Says the Ramban, Alma Sofik Torahu. See, it's a Doraisa, otherwise it would be Mekel. But Tosfos and Bechoros rejects the proof. There shouldn't be a Gnai. Okay? It's a Machlokas right away. Now the question that becomes a Sofik Nefil. A Suffolk Nafil. So that was one of the proofs that Tosfos had brought. That's a din derabbanan. Watch what he says. It's the last line of page, Resh Yud, for those who have my edition. Zushek Shinu. I read you the Kashi of him before. Lo mekele b'Suffolk Lodos. Means a Suffolk Nafil, right? Nirabenai. Shalom ibn Suffolk shall derayim mekele b'hem. No. Elah shall call Suffolk ben Kayama ein libo shall odom dover olov. Hilkach ein misavlim alav. This is a very powerful line in the Ramban. We thought that the Ramban had an antiseptic view of Avelis. The Rambam is the one who connected it to Tumah, lo yitama. We saw yesterday, Shir, it's Tumah, it's Avelis, it's Hesped, it's Kvura, it's all one big package. It's all Mishum covered, and it's all a question of how you feel, right? And but according to the Ramban, at first glance, has nothing to do with what's in your heart. What's the difference? We saw yesterday the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Aninus is Belev, Avelis is Bepoel, right? Avelis is Bemeiser. So you see from this Ramban, Klor, that what? The soul, the din of Avelis is Aninus Shebelev. And if any Libo Davalov, there's no din Avelis Doraisa. How can that be? So I thought, Rabosai, we saw Ramban yesterday by Ma'abed Atzma Ladas, someone who committed suicide. Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, Rabbi Kivega said they're fighting about whether Avelis is covered Achayim or covered Amesim. And the Ramban came out, it's covered Achayim, if you remember from yesterday's Shia. So perhaps the Ramban is the Shitoso. What's the din? It's a Dava Mechubit, the Mishadava Libo Olav. Someone who said, it's proper that he fulfill the laws of Avelis. And others should be mechabedim, b'shura, b'yuchas avelim, nichem avelim, etc. But ein libo davalov, there's no chiyot b'misabel. He's not said. Ein libo davalov is not said. If he's not said, there's no obligation to do avelus. That's what he said beferish. Ein libo davalov, and therefore no chiyot of avelus. Interesting. Rabbi say interesting. This is the Ramban l'shitoso. Avelus is covered. Hachayim. Kovad Hachayim. The Rambam holds that Nicham Avelim is both. Mufurish Rambam in Hilchos Avel Per Gidal Alocha Zayin, that Nicham Avelim is Gemilas Chasadim Ima Chesed Ima Chayim V'yima Mesim. Ma'abar Atzim Ladas, there is Nicham Avelim, yes, Chesed Ima Chayim. But there's no Avelis, that's Kovad HaMesim only. Lo Yitama. That's the opinion of the Rambam, of the Rambam. Let me tell you, as a side point, we'll get to it later, the details, because I was so happy when I heard this for the first time when I was a Talmud in Kerem B'Yavna, in Elul Tovshin Chav Vov. Amen. It's a while ago. And I was learned by my Moshe Dimitman, Shalita. He should be well. And we were learning the Sugas and Ksubas, the Avdalit, about him. And he told us an unbelievable Or Sameach. I love this Or Sameach. I heard it when I was a youngster, your age approximately. He told us like this. The Rambam writes that he thinks that Nicham Avelim comes before Bikach Olam. That's this Rambam. Why? Because Nicham Avelim is Chesed Im HaChayim Im HaMesim, whereas Bikach Olam is only Im HaChayim. Fine. So Rav Sameach says it's against the Mefurash Gemara in Sukkah. Who knows? Where in Sukkah be Mefurash Gemara against this Rambam? I'll give you 10 seconds to come with the answer. With the Rambam. Where's my Rambam? No one else? I expect you guys here to be Bucky Bishas. These are the advanced Tamidim. Let me first read you the Rambam himself. In Perek Yudalit, in Hilchos Avel, Halacha Zayin, he writes as follows. Yeroli, Shenechomas Avelim, Kodemas Tebikacholim, Shenicham Avelim, Gemilas Chesed, Machayim, Vimamesim. Period. In fact, our Sameach is against the Mefurash Gemara. What's a Gemara? It talks about the Anshe Yerushalayim. They had the lulav all day in their hands. And it says over there, that they would go to Bikacholim v'lulavim b'yadayim, go to Nicham Avelim v'lulavim shebidayim. Says our Sameach, is he clear that what? Bikacholim they did before Nicham Avelim. It's against the Mefurash Rambam. Rambam's against the Mefurash Gemara. Who most of Lahu Mefarek lo? That the Rambam is l'shitaso. The Rambam holds that in Yom Tif there's no Avelis whatsoever. Doesn't exist. there's no Avelas on Yom Tov. There's no Avelas on Yom Tov. Then what comes out? The Nicham Avelim all year long is Chesed Imachayim Mamesim. But on Yom Tov, when there's no, he's not an Avel at all, so then it's only Imamesim. So Bikacholim comes first on Sukkos. But all year long, Nicham Avelim comes first. Ooh, wow. What a harifus of the Osamech, which I remember from my youth. One of my gears of the Yankasa that I heard a long time ago. This is an aside about, it's not the main topic of today's Shia, but since we mentioned this Rambam, I couldn't resist but telling you. We're going to learn one day when we get to the laws of Avelis, Yomtif, it's going to come up again, believe that, if you remind me. Okay, back to the Ramban, Rabosa. This Ramban is, I told you, it's a significant piece. We have to analyze it very, very slowly. Very slowly. Okay. Rabosa, are you hearing me again? When someone calls into my phone, I get muted temporarily. I apologize. Please forgive me.
Rabbi, can we ask a question?
Of course. Now your question is audible to everybody. It's very loud. What's your question, Donnie?
The Rebbe should explain again the Lashitaso of the Ramban.
Sure.
And that Avelis is Kavod Achaim, and therefore...
Correct. I'm suggesting as follows. The Ramban knows that Avelis is Kavod Achaim. So what's the nature of the din? That a person who is Libo Davalov, he's sad. So he should conduct himself with the laws of Avelis. Others should come because he's an Avel and they give him covered Beshura, Birchas Avelim, Nichem Avelim, all the whole 9 yards. But that's only because it's covered Achayim, and this fellow is supposed to conduct himself as an Avil because Libo Dava Olav. That's there's a connection that I mentioned before between the what's in your heart and what you do. And if your heart is sad, you're supposed to do what a person who's sad does, which is to observe the laws of Avelis. But this individual, says the Ramban, where it's a Suffolk Nafel, Ramban tells us, I'm going to argue with his facts, the top line of page Rashid Aleph, he says, Ein libo shel adam dove olof. Lo mekayim b'machwisa ki omar. Hilkach, ein misablim olof. There's no Avelis, because the whole idea of Avelis is the person is kvod achayim, and the kvod achayim is an outgrowth, I should say, of Libo Dava Olav. The person who's sad in his heart is supposed to have to manifest it by his outward conduct. But the person who's not sad in his heart, such as the case of a Suffolk Nefil, you would not have to manifest it, and there'd be no halacha of Avelis. That's what I wanted to suggest. This is what I thought. That's
Rabbi,
the connection.
What we say that Avelis is covered a chaim, we're basically saying it's supposed to be like a psychological benefit for the guy, so if he doesn't need it, so then he doesn't have it? Is that the
Well, you know, if you've listened to some of the crises of the corona epic that we're in, I've read about it in more than one place, that people are deprived of the shiva experience. Some want to call it a catharsis. All kinds of lashonos are being used, that psychologists use. I don't have to be necessarily psychological, but there is a clear connection that you observe shiva, and people come, you're sad, and they come to comfort you, etc., etc. The whole thing doesn't get started in a situation in which the person's not so sad because it wasn't a ben kayama, or was a suffix ben kayama. You don't get sad even on a suffix. Now, I want to discuss something about Rabbi Kivega that we had yesterday. This is, again, important because we were discussing it in Shir and after the Shir as well. So we had Rabbi Kivega, again, those who have the Shulchan Aruch in front of them should open up to this Rebbe Kivega, which we saw yesterday, where he talks about this idea of the Ramban, right? The Machlokas, the Ramban, and the Rambam by Ma'abar Atzma Ladas. Let's see, let me find it quickly. There we go. Where are we? One second. Oh. This is the Rebbe Kivega in Shin Dalad Mem Sif Yud, where it says in the Ramah, Im Tzivel Shol Linek Oval Linek Olav Zayin Gzeret Shloshim Ein Shomelo. That's the Mahariv. We don't listen to him. Right? Don't listen to him. As opposed to Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, that's purely Kibbutav, the Shachwas. Says the Rebbe Kiva Eger as follows. He says as follows like this. I'm reading it again. We saw it yesterday. We're seeing it again. The Suffolk, if it's Yikra Dechaye or the Shichvi. That's how he began. So I don't understand. It's Machlokos Rebbe Seinu. The Bryce says in Eber Rabba, see? Kol shu kover the chayim is askin bo, kol shu kover the chayim is askin bo. The Rambam holds, there's no Avelis. The Kesem Mishnah explains, Avelis is covered on Mesimu. Right? U'mashmo, the Rambam, the Avelis Yom Rishon, the Raisa, that's the Rambam, you still say Tamud the Krob, Mishnah Kvod HaMesim, the Torah Chiyim, we discussed it yesterday, Tamud is Rasha. Akhtas Rambam, the Torah Sodom, the Misavlam of the Kvod HaChayimu. Harei Duhu Sveik Adir Avvasa, V'keim and Shekein, L'mad HaPaskin B'Pshitus, and Shin Mem Hei, at the Rambam, the Mamad Atzim L'das, and Misavlam of, where the Kaimalon B'Pshitus Tavelus, have Kvod HaMesim. Or, either, in your alternative, Misveik Al Hakal B'Avelus, Al Kaponim Nifsak, the Mitzavah Shlod Esavah, Mahani. The Ramah shouldn't have quoted this. That's the Kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger and Vitzorach Yil Ladina. It's also looking at Shvus Yaakov when the Pesach Tshuva Taka Paskin is that way that you do listen to it. We discussed this yesterday. Fine. I have the following question. So he said it's Kvod HaChayim according to the Ramban. Wait a second. Why can't the Chayim be Mochel on their covered? That was the discussion yesterday. The guy's a novel. It's very nice. Avelis is because of my honor. I don't want to observe Shiva. Look, my father said no, and I say no. And what's the problem? It seems to me, therefore, a little bit different. According to the Ramban, Avelis is not covered on Chayim, not covered on Mason. It's a Xeris, a Kosov, derived from Aninus. As we said, derived from Aninus. Memela, we understand very well that Mechila won't work. That Mechila will not work. As Rabbi Akiva Eger said, V'labi tamei. Not because it's Kvod HaChayim. If it's Kvod HaChayim, then let the Chayim also be Meichel. That was you asked me that question yesterday. I said it's a good question. We had to talk about it. Now we're talking about it. That yes, it's true that Avelus is a Gzeres HaKosov. We mentioned this already yesterday in the Lecha Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam about Kvura, right? It's not this, it's not that. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. Don't look for the time. Here too, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. We're not looking for any time in. And therefore we understand that Mechila cannot work. But when is there no Avelus? Only a very special case. What's a special case when there in fact is no Avelus? That's the case over here in Shin Mem Hei Sif Hei Parashim Midarkei Tzibur, and they don't never go to shul. They treat themselves like goyim, and they're murmur in the church. They're mostrim. Ein onenim veinis ablem aleihem alachem shakrovem lovshim levanim and misatfim levanim veochlim veshosim smeichim. As the shachs of contest, why? Bavod rishoyim rina. That's the only exception. Now, who's included and who's excluded from this category of Bavod Rishoyim Rina? That's a pretty, you don't want to be in that category, Rabbi Osai. And the Ramban talks about it, who's in and who's out. Who's in and who's out. He talks about it in the context of Ma'abed Atzmul Adas. If you remember on page Pei Gimel, that we saw that yesterday, page Pei Gimel, that's what we discussed with Ma'amar Atzmul Adas. Look what he says. Amos Astin Melechol Dover. Here are the words I wanted to quote to you yesterday. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Hanichu Stoma, Al Techabdeu V'Al Techalaleu. I took those words of Al Techabdeu to a new level yesterday, Mashiach, where I said that It's a special din not to give kavod. I thought maybe it's a deterrent. I mentioned that yesterday. That would be a break all the rules. Al tachab, those two words. Al tachab day. Fine. He says as follows. He says, I'm reading the Ramban, page Pei Gimel. He says, you know, Krovim Aruim Lesabel Korim, the Kriya Chiyuvu, Vim Tomar, Ze She'ena Osa Masa Amcha, Pturim Imenu. Oh, maybe the Rambam is right, because the guy who committed suicide is the Eina Osa Masa Amcha, and there's no Avelis. No, if that's the case, Afem Lo Yenegu Av Avelis. Vechom de Molov, Beshura, Vom Alem, Birchas Avelim, Emeino Agon of Avelis. No. No, the fact that there is a shura indicates, according to the Rambam, that there is a din of avelus against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. I told you, according to the Rambam, it's al tachabdehu, it's a special din not to have avelus. Okay, but the Rambam doesn't go that far. He thinks there really should be avelus. There should be avelus. That's what he suggests. Should be avelus. It's important to understand over there that Enos Hamas Amcha is included Rishoyim, Bavod Rishoyim Rina, but Ma'abed Atzmon Ladas is not included in that category. He's a good guy. Nebuch, he had a bad day, he committed suicide. As opposed to a guy who's a Porosh Medarkei Tzibur, his whole life is a life of going against Klai, so as Elizabeth the Goyim, there's no connection to. That's a unique case. That's a special kind of a case. So says the Ramban over here on page Pei Gimel in the Torah Sa'adam. Now, it's interesting that the Ramban also suggests that maybe we can derive Avelus from Tumah to exclude the Nephilim. That's on page Reish Yud Aleph. Take a look. So far on the first line, he said the reason there's no Avelus is because what's in his heart. But then he goes further in the second line of page Reish Yud Aleph. V'tanya b'sifra, Yochel b'bno b'ito nefalim, tamaloma lo'ava v'le'imo. You know how the pasuk ends. Only those the Kohen can be matamitu. Ma'imo v'ava b'nei kayoma, obviously, they live long enough to have him. Afno b'ito b'nei kayoma, yotzu b'no b'ito nefalim, she'ene b'nei kayoma, and there's no tumah. U'mino ligamri mi'atu rachmona. What does that mean? That not only is there exclusion from the heter for a Kohen to be metame, but also it knocks out the avelus. It also knocks out the avelus. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. But is it really true? Is it really true? Well, let's go a little bit further in the Ramban on page Reish Yud Aleph. Look what he says. The Kevin Shein Kohen Metamelo and Miss Adamalov. The Nefalim Labishim Sveka Koma Maidu Rachmana, the Beno Vadehu, the Beno Vadeh, Alexeris Akosuvu, Shoyetamel and Nefalim, Velumdu Chachomim Avelos Mituma, Vechenin Avelos, that if we say there's no Avelos in this particular situation that he is suggesting, he's not saying it for sure, it's a suggestion. That's his right from the nu from the other Abbas. He doesn't like Tosim Bechoros. It's a special case. It shouldn't be a gnai. There's a problem how to read this girsa. The avelus sfekos lekel migmar avelus vaninus mituma. The hosam mika isur the tumas coin. So maybe it's just a special kederas akosav of tumah, nothing to do with avelus. Period. It's only an asmachta bialma. That's what he suggests. Okay. He's allowed to suggest that. It's interesting that the Minchas Chinuch talks about this too. I brought my Minchas Chinuch today. I quoted the Minchas Chinuch yesterday already. Yesterday we quoted the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Samach Dalet, Siv Katan Yud Gimel. I'm going to open up my Minchas Chinuch. Those who have it on screen, you can get it if you want. I'm giving you the Osios, but the brand new, of course, the brand new Machon Yerushalayim edition. Otherwise, it's hard to navigate. Yud Gimel is pretty long. He wants to say as follows. He wants to say, the Michas Chinuch that writes in Reish, a nefel we paskin, ein avelus, in a robe is b'nei kayama. Robe is b'nei kayama. I said the Reish according to the Rambam. Right? That's his kasha which he raises over here in Reish Samach Dalet, Sif, Koton, Yud, Gimel. That's his kasha. His kasha. So what does he answer? He answers, it's a gzeras hakosuf. Lo, the mat and the fallen. Maybe you do exactly the right place. One second. The asaram, the avelis, the tuluya betuma, can came in the metame is chayv avelis. One second. Why don't we follow the rov? We should follow the rov. He says as follows, Al Sveikas enemetame dechsiv lo yitama. An often Rambam in Perek Beis halacha Yud Gimel. Yes, you see that Rambam lo yitama metame lavade metame la sofek. It's a brayis in Torah as Kohanim according to the Rif and the Chustuma. Ken kevan shat Torah asra sofek beferish lo azina basaruba klal. Kim ena rasho the tamas on the fallen after yikaruba bnei kayama meridik. What a beautiful answer that the Minchas Chinuch is giving here with respect to the issue of Tumah and has its impact on Avelis. He says, if you mashka safti, that we fee halakh di remakel ba'ovil. Why? So the daraisa. Why are we makel? Why? Why? By Nefalim, for example, Rob Ne Kayama, oh, it's Nicha. The Rambam says, Beferish, Mitzvah's Tumah is a goof of Mitzvah's Ibul, with the Raisa and the Posse Gazer. Kevin Shatora Kosva lo yitame metamek ala safek. Im kein den yin ibul, have a ki ilu kosva the feirish, talavadi misabel, and not in the safek. Meiridik. There's no avelis on the sveikis. As he says, therefore there's no avelis on the safek, even the mokum rov. Even the avelis is doraisa. It's exeris a kosov, lo yisabel ala sveikis. Rov is bechlal. What's exeris a kosov? Lo yitama, only on vadi, not in the safek. That is a mefurusha. Din in Torah's Kohanim on that pasuk of Lo Yitama, quoted by the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, a brilliant Minchas Chinuch which you mentioned already yesterday. I didn't read it to you yesterday. Now I'm reading it again inside as we saw it, which relates directly to what we spoke about a minute ago within in the Ramban. He says further than that. You know what he says in Halacha in Sif Os Yudalit, Dadim Koyen Nitmal Esvekas Nira the Ein Lok in the Das Tosis. Why should get Malkus? But he says, according to this opinion of the Ramban, you would get Malkus. Why? Get Malkus. Lama li krol, that's a sveikus, a sveikus the raisa balavachi l'chumra. No, the below krol v'lo yitama, you wouldn't get Malkus. Gil satora da asafel lo yitir klal and ken loke. You get Malkus, mamash. That's what he says. Unbelievable. So he says. Of course, the question I raised to you before, according to the Ramban, why are we deriving these items one from the other? According to the Ramban, holds lo yitama, we understand that Tumah and Avelis are joined at the hip. It's one mitzvah, this Tamil Lisabel, one after the other, the holy shir yesterday. But the Ramban never spoke about lo yitama. No. Two different dinim. You know, at first glance, that's Akasha. We may not get to the answer today, but by tomorrow we'll hopefully get to get a good answer. Now, what about the question of halach de remekel biyovel? Says on page Reish Yudalef the Ramban. Yeah.
Going back to Rebbe's point about Enigo Dalala.
Yeah, that's at the Ramban's point, right. Top line of Reish Yudalef.
Right. So the way Rebbe explained it was that whenever somebody is in a state of depression, they need to. Why can't it be the opposite?
We'll get to the opposite. You're right, too. Be patient. All your questions are good. It just takes me a while to answer them. Okay. Can't answer everything in 1 minute. Have to have, Rabbo said, the whole point of Corona is have patience, right? So you have to have patience with the Rebbe a little bit too to try to answer your questions, if not today, hopefully by tomorrow. Okay. Rabosai, the Ramban says the question was raised by the Baalei HaTosfos, how can it be the Raisa so you pass the Lachon to make it be over? He has a great answer, a technical answer. I'm halfway through Reishit Aleph. Masha Poskol, Lachon to make it be over. Yeshlom Abnei Shalom Mosu Machloka Sheba Ovel Ela Bishel Devrayim. You know what's going on? There are no Machloka Sheba the Raisa. For example, Mixas Shvi Kekulo Sheba Zonah the Rabbanim Nitzil Tzipronayim is the Rabbanim Pabim Malkam Rochel Mishlo Sheba Elech and Mordei Mom, we'll get to that later, is the Rabbanim Mishmur Rechoka is the Rabbanim Uklolo Shel Dova B'Dituke Sofim Shechmir Alika Avelas Torah. Then we say, that's the only time when we say Halacha Kedivri HaMekel. There is a cheat which holds fakert. Watch this. Ramban is always aware of other opinions. What's his fellas? Some Chachmei Tzorfatim in Tosfos says, an Erev Memvav, Sheposku Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Ba'Ovel, Lo Mipnei Shushel Devrayim, El Afilu B'Shel Torah, Afilu B'Rishon, Kach Posku. Ilim Etam Shkul Shel Devrayim, Yochad B'Malkam Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. As it says in Perek Bisho to you, V'kana afil yochad b'malkam rabim, inu elokulahu afalpishu b'shal Torah. But the question, of course, becomes why? And they also by Eruv, not like an Eruv in this year. Why? Why? Someone's beeping in. I have to be a little bit quiet for a minute. Till whenever someone calls my phone, they can't hear me. What can I do with it? I don't know. I can overturn that. I don't know. I hope that my regular computer will work. It's only a temporary, it takes 10 seconds till the. I can press decline, but it doesn't. Rabosa, you hear me again?
Yes.
Good, thank you. I didn't say anything when the phone was ringing. I don't want you to miss it. Okay, look at this. The Ramban, the top one of page Reshit Beis, and this is Binyamin's question. V'shema mipnei she'ein da'ato shel odom onenes misafek. A new chiddush in the Ramban, that a person is not going to be have a onen in a suffix. Wait a minute. V'liba nimshach b'simcha. You see what it means, Binyamin? It's a mutual relationship between the two. Until now, we said that he lost a child, Nebuch. We're not sure it's a nephil, not a nephil. So it's not libo dava, and since it's not libo dava, there's no avelus. Follow me? That's what we said before. Now what are we saying? Now we're saying like this. Avelis bepoel causes aninus belief. You know what Chinuch says? Ha'odam nifal kefi pu'ulosof. And the chiyuv to observe avelis bepoel, again, causes aninus belief. And when there's no chiyuv bora bepoel, because we pass the why? Halacha kedivrei hamekil be'avel. Guess what happens? Ein libo dava olav. When it's a machlokas and the navelas d'oraisa, chazar adin, he's potter. It's an amazing turnaround. It goes both ways. It's a case of a suffek. So Tosfos in Erev says, we say, v'mekil kedivrei ha'avel. How can that be? Sveka the rice of the chumra. I'll read you the words of Ramban again. V'shemam neshe, top one of Reshit Beis. Neshe ein data shalom onenes misafik, v'libo nimshach b'simcha, etc. That solves the problem. How does it solve the problem? What happened to the chiyuv avelus d'oraisa? The teretz is, once the halacha is kemekel ba'ovel, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Halach de Remekel Ba'ovil, I the Din Daraisa. No, there's no Din Daraisa, because once he's not required to fulfill the Lot of Avelis, there's no Libra Davalav, and that's the underpinning of the Din Daraisa. That's what it sounds like. I think that's exactly what Binyamin was asking before. Oh. But now, Rabosai, we have the following issue. We saw before on page Reish Ches the question of the Ramban, which is what the Tosus asked. Zmano Shozel, Zmano Shozel. But the words of the Ramban are critical. They hide a chiddush which is so vast, my Rebbe thought it was impossible. My Rebbe knew how to learn. Okay? Look at this. Page Resh Ches again. Watch this. I don't understand it. I just can't understand what they're saying, the Ramban says. We read it before. I'm going to read it again a second time. Period. Thinks now the Gaonim are wrong. We'll get to the Ramban's final conclusion personally a little bit later on. But what's the tremendous chiddush over here? What's the tremendous chiddush? Tremendous chiddush. Aninus Yomisha. My Rebbe always taught us, he's banged this into our heads, that the expression of the Mishnah in Reish Perek Gimel de Brachos, Mishameso Mutal Lefonav, has nothing to do with Aninus Doraisa. Aninus Doraisa is for Kachim and Maaseh Sheni. So we started the first year on Monday. Kachim and Maaseh Sheni. When does it begin? As soon as the person dies. When does it end? That was Monday Shir. With the Raisa when the sun sets. With the Rabbanan, perhaps when the next dawn rises. Is it related to the Kvura? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If the person is buried in the middle of that day, it continues unabated. If the person is buried the next day, it stops. Midorais at sunset. Midorabonin maybe at dawn. It's a figure of speech. It's a figure of speech. When the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Mem Alav Hilchos Aninus, a figure of speech. We don't have Aninus nowadays. Aninus is with Kachim and Maaseh Sheni. But it's hard to use those four words a million times. Mi, Shemei, So, Mutal, Lefonav. Then they had a code word that the Poskim brought out. The code word is Aninus. Nothing to do with each other. Completely unrelated. That's how my Rebbe banged into my head. He banged it into my head. What can I tell you? The Ramban indicates that maybe it's not true. Read it again. Heiklam do I go and avelish within Aninus. Halos mano shozeh, los mano shozeh. Meso mutal lefonav onein dvar Torah. See, it's not the same as Tosis. Tosis holds a whole lot. Everything's the Rabbanon. So then you say two different time periods. But the Ramban is working within the Gaonim. They hold us a Din Doraisa. And within the Din Doraisa, he seems to be saying, there's an Iker Aninus with respect to Kachim and Maaseh Sheni before the Kvura. Before the Kvura. Yes, it extends the whole day, Achrisa B'Yomar. But the Iker is before the burial. That's a Chiddush Nifla to me. I would never have dreamt this. Because my Rebbe said it's impossible. My Rebbe said it's all day and the Kavur is irrelevant. But according to the Ramban, it's not irrelevant. My Nafkamina, Rabosai, when Misha Mesa Mutlafon has an exception. I give an example. What will happen in a case where it's not Mutlafonov? It's not. I'll give an example. The person's in jail. When a person's in jail, not like today, there's nothing to do. You tell him somebody died, a relative. There's nothing to do, he's in jail. So what about the laws of Misha Mesa Mutlafon? Do they apply if he's in jail? Please turn back to the Ramban on page Ayin Beis. This, I think, also perhaps in the Maamar Komus? Yes or no? If it's not, I apologize. Should have been. I think it's not here. My mistake. Oh no, it is here. Inimation Muslafan of Ayin to Ayin Gimel. Finishal Aravzal. Oh yeah, sure it's here. Oh. I didn't make that mistake. It's here. We can't read the whole three pages now because time doesn't allow. We'll read it very carefully as we go. But in the middle of page Ayin Beis, the Ramban has the following citation. We're talking about somebody who is imprisoned. He's imprisoned. And there's nothing he can do. Nebuch, he's in jail. So what happens? Look what he says. He says like this. Top line. Kol she'en mishu beis hasurim, v'en yochel asikvo. He's not able to do anything to take care of the mace. You just can't do it. Watch, I'm going to go further and further and further. The third line. Kevin Shakrova Mesichim is Liban Be'esik Akvura Kokach, and they own us that they're in jail. Watch this now. Vafilu Yechoshu Ka'onanim Le'osu Bekotchim Umasa Shani. Afilu Yeshemonis Kazet. He's not sure. Not sure. My Rebbe was sure. He's going against my Rebbe. My Rebbe was sure that Misha Mesamut Lefanov is one din, and then his Kotchim Umasa Shani is a totally different din. My Rebbe was sure. The guy's in jail. He doesn't have all the laws of Mesa Mutlafanov. No way he can eat Kutchim and Maisa Shein. But the Ramban is not sure. Unbelievable. He's not sure. Maybe the two are in fact related. We said, it's the Shitaso. Ikra Ninus Lakshem Mesa Mutlafanov. Afterwards, it's only a Hemshech Daraisa Chisav Yomar. Now Mutlafanov is always in jail. Maybe there's no reason to rise on Vechilas Kachim Hashani at all. Wow! This would explain why the post can use this shorthand of Aninus. My Rebbe said it's just a figure of speech. No. He's saying that maybe it's for real. Maybe it's for real. Unbelievable. Mesa Mutl Lefanov is, it ends, again, we thought no, the end time is totally different. Maybe there is a connection between the two of them. Maybe. But the Ramban says something even further than that. Even if, listen carefully, even if Avelis is the Rabbonah, right? Even if, he goes back and forth, it's the Rabbonah, it's the Raisa, he's not sure. The Ramban implies that even if Avelis is the Rabbonah, there would still be a din of Achrisa Kiyomar with respect to Aninus and Merirah Shebelev. That's what he suggests in the Ramban. That seems to be what the Ramban is saying. Unbelievable din. Right? Unbelievable din. There is, again, Avelis de Rabbonon, but it's a din of Achrisa Kiyomar, Franinus, and Merirus Shebelev. So wrote the Ramban Beferish. Right? So Ramban Beferish. And the question is, why? Why? What's Avelis de Rabbonon? Here's the answer, I believe. The Ramban can't believe that the whole prohibition of Kutchim and Maaser Sheni is technical. Nothing to do with your feelings. After all, Lo Achalti Ba'oni Mimenu. The Din D'Oraisa of Aninus Shebelev on the Yom Mar of Mises Krovo. Nafkamina La Maisa, also Lecho Kutchim and Maaser Sheni. And the laws of Avelis Bepoel, according to this opinion, Amad Rabbana, according to the Gonu, that we could be the Raisa Bepoel from Anina Shebelev. And therefore, they do not apply She'en Libudav Olav, Safek Nefel, Obavod Vishoim Rina. So we asked before, we thought the Rabban was an antiseptic man, right? He didn't have the Lo Yitama, right? We asked that question before. Hagen to Rabbi Avelis Mituma, the Rabban, two different dinim? No. Everything's connected, even according to the opinion of the Ramban. Again, on a level of the Rabbonan, according to Tosus, Tosus Avelis is the Rabbonan. On a level of the Raisa, according to the Gaonan. Fine. Gaonan holds the Din Daraisa, they both come on the Yunusha Belev, and the Ramban is not sure. Are they right? The Ramban seemed to say it, Misvara. There's no other source in the Ramban that I know, and they're reading the whole Torah Sodom, except Misvara, the connection between one and the other, according to the Gaonim, they derive Misvara, that is a din of Aninus, of Kutchim and Maaser Sheni, which is not antiseptic, it has a feeling in it, right? And thereby we know there's Avelis Daraisa as well. That's a push up shot in the Ramban's interpretation. Oh, someone's calling again. Gotta be quiet again. Where's my Chumash? Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to all these calls. I can't help it. I was saying, I didn't talk while the caller came in. So the Ramban in Torah Adam is a Svara according to the Gaonim. But if you look at the Ramban in Chumash, I asked you to see, in the Pasuk in Parashat Shemini, Perek Yud, Pasuk Vav. What did Moshe tell Aaron and Elazar Elisamer Bonav? For Sheichem al Tifrov, Deichem lo Sifromu, for lo Samusu. Don't rip your clothes, and don't let your hair grow long. Normally, says Rashi, quotes over here, Mikan She'ovel, normally, Osim B'disporus. Right? You not. You can't, because you can't. Al Ta'arav Simchoso Shomoko. Says the Ramban, wait a minute. It's only Asmachta. It's an Asmachta. Come on. What? Cutting your hair is a deraisa, gripping clothes. This is an Asmachta B'talmud. V'ein priu prima ba'velas al medivre sofri. But then he throws in another possibility. Oshiyia yom rishon alocha lemoshe misinai v'lova min ha'aninus kvidas ha'gonim. Woo! He threw in the alocha lemoshe misinai. Can you imagine that? And all bets are off. It's alocha lemoshe misinai. That's what he suggests. Wow! Alocha lemoshe misinai. Unbelievable. But he goes further than that. In the same piece in the Ramban, he's saying as follows, a little bit later on. Avobonov, Aaron is a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, Ledoros. Avobonov, Shiu Bishar Kohanim, they weren't Kohen Gadolim. Lo hoyu rashoyim lahakar bayom ahu ki hoyim onanim, for onan shavit chilo, hoyu chayovim litamah lachayim, v'chene yu rashoyim O chayovim lifroa v'lifroam. What do you mean? It means Moshe is him, harasha. But if not for the rasha, either rashaim or chayovim lifroa v'lifroam. In the beautiful Moshe, the Rav Kook edition of Mikros Gedolos, he explains what is it, rashaim or is it chayovim? He explains as follows: if it's an asmachta, then it's rashaim. Then the rice you don't have to. It's Halach L'Moshe Misinai, like the Gaonim, as he says, then Chayavim. Beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. Okay? What do you see from here? Cause of the Gaonim of Elas to a mission is not exerts because of Bialma. Why? Because look what he told the exception over here. V'tzivalem shlo yifru v'lo yifromu kaviyem v'lo yifku klal. Why can't they cry? Achecha kobeiso yifku satsrefim. Why can't v'lo atem? V'lo... Why can't they cry? I'm just crying. What's wrong with crying? You see from this Ramban, that antiseptic. There's a connection between the emotions and the pu'ulas. They were not allowed to cry because crying is the whole essence of these laws of Avelis. So what do you see? They also told them not to be metame. It's in the same pasuk, right? Not to be metame. So... it's all connected. It's all connected, right? What does it say? Mishol and El Sofon, they should take out the not of an Aviv. But you know, no, you can't get involved. You see that Tuma, again, Avelus, Aninus, even if it's not based on Lo Yitama, it's from, and that's the whole idea, we understand that very well. Hatuma, La Avelus, Benefolim. So yes, before, but there's no connection. The Ramban holds not from Lo Yitama, which is the Rambam. Doesn't matter. It's still all connected. The Tumah, the Bechia, the Avelus. It's all connected intimately, according to Ramban in Chumash. And Narabosai, the Torah says in Shin Sariches, and I quote, for Ramban Herich Bo Ma'od, V'siyim Dvorav Matzona L'meidim, Shavelus Yomishin Shul Yomisu Kvura Ben HaTorah. That is true. Oh, someone's calling again. I'm sorry. Shin Sariches. We only have another 2 minutes, and this calls keep interrupting us. Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. So that's what the Torah says. It's true. That's a citation from the Ramban on page Reish Yud Gimel. That is true. That is true. Ad kanisiga datenu letaretz divrei gaonim ulelamed aleim schus. V'achshav lemanu fi abida azu shaveres remission shiomisu kvura avlesem in haTorah v'lo lechol anogam avlesem l'shiva masim mitzvah mefreshim b'Torah, etc. I mean, the Ramban doesn't hold that way. In Pirush al Torah, and in Torah Sodom on page Ayin Gimel, he says over there before, I'll read you this, unless I only have another minute or two, page Ayin Gimel, and I want to show you one more source before we start. Ayin Gimel. What does he say over here in Ayin Gimel? Page Ayin Gimel, he says as follows. He says, Avelus dehocha binu dakata luchala le avelus hu dakila berabanan, before the kvura. He says, Mishachala of avelus lo akilube, shem kilusa de kame stimas agolel, lo osil zulzuli bavelus de ika shiva. The ika shiva is after the kvura. Well, but if you hold avelus is the raisa, then fakert. The ika shiva, ika avelus is the first day. So see, Klar from here, he paskins le kula. He's only melamed tzchus on the gonim. And the Torah seems to have ignored that whole preface. He said, yeah, it's true that the Ramban did say those words. V'siyim d'var matzon l'meidim ha'veles v'mishnu yom v'sikvur min ha'Torah. He did say that, but he said it only according to the Gaonim. But he himself doesn't hold that way. And our both say, tomorrow I'll give you a maramokum. In the Biurim, Shin Mem Aleph Sifhei Dibra Maschil Kol. He asked this question. I asked this question many years ago. I gave a different teretz. Oh, let me show you this. This is in case you want to borrow my sefer. Beis Hashem Yisbarach, Ira Tov Shin Ayin. Sefer is a mugush, the didi, me'oz, harav, agon, the muvik, okay. Rav Mordechai Shlita. Ba'aba v'yikor, mimeni ha'machabah, shraga fayavul kohen. Hey, this is worth coming for this, just to see this. So yes, the kasha, a stew in the Ramban. I think the answer is that the Ramban never said it. That he's following the Torah. And there's another Torah in Shin Mem Aleph, also he has questions on. But tomorrow she will begin with that Biurim in Shin Mem Aleph, B'siyat HaDeshmaya. It's time to daven Mincha. I apologize to all those on Zoom for the late start and for the phone calls coming in. I hope tomorrow will be a better day. Thank you for joining. Guys, thank you for saving me. I would have been toast. Not for you. Is this yours? Whose is this? Unbelievable. How many calls came in that one hour?